Okay, this hour we'll take your phone calls, questions with Glynis McCants. She'll also do a quick personal reading from you. What we'll need is the name you go by and your birth month, day, and year, and she'll take it away. Welcome back. Glynis McCants with us, the Numbers Lady. Her website, numberslady.com. How many hits do you get a month, Glynis, on that site?
Oh,
my
we can get
gosh.
It. Yes, we have people living on that site, which is great because once they learn about the numbers, they pass it to the buddy and say, you got to look up your numbers, right? Look up your life path. So it's nonstop, but especially your audience. George, you have an audience that's always looking to learn. So you got to keep giving them new stuff, like fish with food, right?
Yeah.
Got to give them new food.
That's right. All the time.
Yeah.
So let us talk about the rest of this year. How does it feel to you?
Well, I'll tell you what I'm going to keep my eye on and suggest that we all do. The month of July and August. August, there's going to be some political stuff there, like political upheaval. I don't know what it's going to represent, but I know it to be true because the month of 8, as I've studied this year after year, 8 always brings us some political surprises. But with the world number 3, I told you this is about communication and thinking you're right. And that's why I told you regarding Trump and what's going on with Iran, we got to have cooler heads prevail. And that we're going to see play out, I think, in the summer. A lot's going to go on. And then July, that's about faith. So, you know, spirituality, if you're one of those people really inquisitive saying, well, what, you know, who am I? What am I? If you've been feeling called to go somewhere else, like travel, maybe you live here in California, but you want to go to Greece, that is the month to get out of your regular environment and go somewhere else.
Just don't go to the Dominican Republic.
Oh, can you believe what is happening over there?
That's horrible. Horror.
It is shocking and very scary, and I agree with you. Why would you go where anybody ends up dead, let alone so many people?
And people getting sick. There's something weird going on here.
It does feel it's too much to be ignored. You know, I don't know what the end result will be in that, but I find it incredibly upsetting.
Whatever it is, it's obvious it's connected.
And isn't it poison of some sort? Doesn't it seem to be?
It could be poison in the alcohol. It could be something in the food. It's bizarre.
Now, these people ended up getting sick, though. Are they being robbed or not? Or is all their stuff behind?
Oh, that's a good question. I don't know. I have not heard anything about them being robbed. But
because we don't know what's left in that room. But, like, hearing about that mother who left behind her kid, it's just heartbreaking. You can imagine people save their money to go on vacation. And speaking of which, even location does matter. You know, when you break down an energy of where you go, like, where's the favorite place for you to travel, George? Where do you like to go?
Who, me?
Yeah.
St. Louis.
But that's kind of your other neck of the woods. But
I'm working all the time. You know, so I like traveling to the cities I work in. That gives me a chance to go to different cities all over the country. So okay. I don't.
But how about this? Now you did say St. Louis, and I know you happen to love it there. And at this point in your career, you could be anywhere you want. But St. Louis breaks down to a 7, just like you. So, again, that's not an accident.
Well, they went crazy this week with the Stanley Cup. Wow.
Wow, wasn't that
something? That was it. They played hockey well. But let's take some calls. You ready?
I am.
Well, the first is we're going to go to Christian in San Pedro, California. And Christian doesn't have a question. He's got his reading coming up. His birth date is June 25th, 1974. June 25th, 1974. Christian, welcome to the program. How are you?
How you doing, Chris? I've been trying to call every time with George. When you've had Glynis on your show, I've tried to call in, and I was unable to because every time you have Glynis on, she's basically blocked. I mean, it's just the lines immediately become...
Oh, yeah, they're jammed. So I'm glad you got through.
Yeah. I have actually two questions when she gives me a reading, and that is two things. I've been trying, you know, I don't go out too much. I work a lot. I stay home. You know, but I was wondering, you know, I don't go out clubbing or going into the bars because I live near Long Beach. Mm-hmm. But I've always wondered, when am I going to find, I know it might sound silly, but I'll say it anyway. When am I going to find that special someone, a partner, somebody who's going to make me happy?
Go to ParanormalDate.com, Christian.
Well,
you know what? That's actually an excellent idea because, Christian, you're not going to put up with just anybody. You have to have someone that intellectually is stimulating to you, right?
Yeah.
It's not just that this person's attractive, but if they're not smart, you're going to burn out real fast.
Yeah.
So George is actually right when he says that. I know a lot of people who join the site, but they're doing it because they want unique and special people. So I would have suggested no matter what, considering getting involved online, where you put yourself out there. And then let's just talk about your numbers and why it's a good idea. George, he is born on a 7-day, and he's a 7-life path. Christian, how long have you been listening to this show?
I've been listening to Coast, I'd have to say probably since perhaps 2004, 2005.
Oh, great. Almost in the beginning.
For a very long time.
Sure has.
The reason I say that, it's not uncommon for energy, especially the seven, to be drawn to something that they're going to get new information. Because remember, that's what you're always looking for, Christian. But the workaholic thing is tricky. You have a 4 attitude, which means you don't mind working hard. You know, you're doing it for security. But that loner quality is coming from Devil 7. So you're going to have to be proactive to make it happen. And because this year you're in a personal year of 7, this is the year for you to make this happen. When the personal year is the same as your life path, it means you have to decide what matters. You already know you can work and have a job. Now you want someone to share your life with. And this summer is excellent for that, Christian. When I gave good numbers to George, those were your good numbers too this month.
Super. Thanks, Christian. Appreciate you being part of the program. Next up, Mimi in Midland, Texas. She just has a question for you. Hi, Mimi. Go ahead.
Hi, George.
Hi.
I have had 4 numbers in my life for years that I've just had all kinds of coincidences with, and I can't say whether it's good or bad. They just come up repetitiously.
Right, and what are they?
It's 3, 6, 8, and 11.
Now, when you say that, are you saying you see them at the same time or separately? What do you mean when you say you see them?
Sometime, you know, you look at the clock and it'll be 333, or maybe I'll play a lottery and use the number and win something, and it just comes up in my life like that, or I'll dream it.
Right, but that is separate. So, example, 333 has significance. Like, that number makes sense to me. Can I ask, what is your full date of birth? It's not uncommon for numbers from our birthday to follow us around. So what's your birthday?
12150.
12150. So you're born on a 3-day, so that number's a part of you. You have a 4 attitude, 541. You have a 1 life path, and you've got double 1 in these numbers that you see. Do you end up seeing 1111 and 111?
Not recently, but it's come up quite a bit.
Right, with that 11. So here's what I'm going to tell you. George, 333 has been huge this year.
Yeah.
You know, I talked to you in January. I mentioned
that's it. That's a religious number, too, isn't it?
Yeah, it's powerful. But what also is, if you see it as a person, it's saying that you are called to affect change in others. Like, if you have a regular job, but you always thought you wanted to be a counselor, and you see 333, it's telling you that's your job. Your job is to help other people get out of pain, help other people find their way. That's what it represents. And I have been inundated with emails of people seeing 333, and it's exactly true. So, Mimi, if you're seeing that at all, that's what it means. Now, tell me, career-wise, what did you pick?
What did you pick career-wise, Mimi?
I own my own business, and I was a sous chef, and I was a secretary to a genius, and those were my predominant careers in life.
Right, but do you still do, are you a chef at all anymore?
Only for friends. I'm retired now.
Okay, so here's what I'm telling you, Mimi. If numbers are following you around, they always have a message. So even though you're retired, is there something you'd enjoy doing? If you could just do something you wanted, what would that be for fun?
For fun,
mm-hmm.
Oh, study group, or the chef thing.
Okay, because I don't think you're done. And I say that, George, because when you're a 1 life path, if you stand still and just stop doing your life, you're not happy. Like, Mimi, your energy is high energy, and with a 4 attitude, that makes you a natural teacher to the rest of us. So maybe there's a book in there. You know, maybe you've become an expert in that field, and you can show others, give them some great tips.
I've been told that repeatedly by my son.
So now you're hearing it from the numbers, lady, and I won't say it unless I know you could make that successful. So shoot me an email, Mimi, and we'll further that, okay? Just put your date of birth in there.
Just go to numberslady.com, and you can email Glynis, folks,
right,
all you want. It's amazing.
Yeah, you can do that, because do you notice that? She's got all her friends telling it, but she hasn't necessarily been listening. And, George, when you have a four attitude, good and bad ideas, they kind of live in your head. If you can't do it perfectly, you don't want to do it. But Mimi has a gift, and that could be amazing for her. I'd love to see that.
So do you run numbers on things like UFOs and ETs and stuff like that?
If there's a number involved when it comes to that, yes, I do. And
okay.
I do break down the name of energy, right? Most things have a name. And when something gets activated, I instantly break it down to see, well, what's the pattern? You know, what's going on with that particular energy that we're hearing about it? I mean, we're hearing more about outer space than we ever did, right?
Oh, huge.
It's been amazing. And when do you think that really got loud? Do you think, wasn't it right as Obama was wrapping up? Isn't that when they made the big announcement that there may be something going on, that we may not be here alone?
Well, it didn't come from government. It came from private sources.
Oh, but you know what I thought? I thought the government sort of said something.
No, not really. Just a couple of years ago, they just recently, toward the president's ending of his term before Donald Trump came in,
right,
they were
so
talking about it,
but
it also may have happened with Donald Trump being in office, too.
This is my theory. Donald Trump, as we know, is outspoken, and he's not going to keep it a secret now, is he?
No.
So I think they just put it out there saying, boy, this, you know, President Trump's going to tell us, which, by the way, I think we always should have known. We don't need all these secrets. It's exhausting. But I do love the timing of it, because it's really something happening now, and it's exciting.
Let's go east of the Rockies to West Palm Beach, Florida. We're going to Nick, March 6th, 1986. Nick, welcome to the program.
Hey, thanks, guys. I got to say, Nick, N-I-K, if that makes a difference.
N-I-K, big difference, yeah.
N-I-K. I just wanted to know, what does my future hold that's positive? I'm not, like, super depressed, but, you know, I feel like I got no purpose, and I'm kind of bored, so... But
okay.
He's kind of languishing out there, huh?
Yeah.
Let me tell you something. You have power numbers in numerology. So for you to tell me that tells me you are definitely off track. Like your life is not, certainly not what you wanted it to be. And yet on some level, you know that. When you're born on a sixth day and you're a sixth life path, they are supposed to be the boss. You know, they end up having their own company or they're the manager. If they work under someone else, they're not happy. And it also promotes towards creativity. So tell me what you do, Nick.
Well, I'm a composer. And when you rely on music nowadays, you feel validated by people hiring you. And I've had professionals. I'm a video game composer. And I've had professionals, people I admire. Oh, you're great. You're great. But we're not going to hire you. So that kind of makes me feel, oh, geez. You know,
You know what, Nick, I want you to hear me loud and clear. Rejection is protection. You already have a gift. That's not in question. Now you have to find the right people. And a lot of people say, no, they're not a part of this for you. But you have it in your numbers. This is big money. You know, double six is the ones who become real successful. I would tell you, because you have a nine attitude, there's a chance you have scars from your original family where they did not cheerlead you growing up. Is that fair to say?
Oh, yeah, I've had psychics on coast tell me the exact same thing.
Right? And yet I see it in your numbers, but I'm telling you, this reminds me of the Wizard of Oz when you say there's no place like home and you're already there. Nick, you're already there. So, yes, you're invited to shoot an email, but I'm going to give you an affirmation. You're going to start doing it daily, and you're going to flip this because you are gifted, and someone you're going to get the right team who wants to work with you.
Thank you very much. You know what? Yeah. God bless you. I've been trying to be on with you forever, and I am so grateful that I have.
You made it.
I love your work.
Thanks, Nick.
I am thrilled he got through, George.
How many people do you think you've given readings for in your career?
Well, it's been well over 32,000. That I do know.
My
because Connie did a count back in 2013 or 14 for Dr. Phil.
Yep.
And I've certainly never stopped. So, you know, I live this 24/7, as you know, and I probably read 3 to 4 people a day. So if you just start adding that up, and then when I do events, this past weekend I did a wonderful numerology workshop, and I'm doing one next month for the same reason. It's to teach people like Nick to take his power back, right?
Oh, yeah, you've got it in Burbank, California, don't you?
Yeah, in Burbank, there's a place called the Amarano, which is just this wonderful boutique hotel. and I've become buddies with them, and we just do numerology workshop. You just have lunch. That's a part of it. And we spend 6 hours, 11 to 5. I spend all day with you, and you get immersed in numbers, and before you know it, you start to recognize a rhythm. And when you walk away, you've got information you never had, and you're more excited about your life. It gives you a little more power, just like Nick. Nick, inside him, he knows his gift. But when you meet people who put you down or shoot you down, that's the worst. But this guy was meant to be the boss. You can't count on those guys.
That's right. Next up, we're going to Nikki in Maui, first-time caller. Now, here's something interesting, Glynis, because her birth date is June 6th, 1959, which is also a 6, isn't it?
Let's see.
If you had 1959.
You are correct.
It's a 6, so she's 6'6".
So she's 6'6 with a 3 attitude.
with a 6 attitude.
And what's her name?
Nikki. Hi, Nikki.
Hello.
Welcome to the show. And you spell your name N-I-K-K-I, is that it?
Yes.
Okay, great. Go ahead, Glynis. A couple minutes before the break.
Okay, and let's just point out, and this is very common, vibrations follow each other. The fact is, didn't we just have a Nick that was a 6'6", and now we have a Nikki that's a 6'6"?
Yep.
You think that's an accident?
Never. We plan these things.
I think you do. But Nikki, let me ask you quickly. You're in a personal year of 6, so that means it's your cycle to do something for you. Can you tell me what is your specific question?
What am I in for the rest of the year?
I didn't hear that.
But one more time, Nick.
What is the rest of the year like?
What's the rest of the year like, Glynis?
All right. I'm going to just say, when we have a life path number that's the same as our personal year cycle, what we do is have to sit down and write what we want. So, example, if you're having health issues, Nikki, that has to be your focus, because this is a year that you would have breakthroughs in it. If you're someone who's got this idea of something you'd like to run, this is the year to move forward on it. So see this as a positive. The next 6 months, it's up to you. You have to take the reins and decide what you want to focus on, Nikki. But I see it as a strong cycle. This is not, sometimes we have a cycle that's toxic to us and we have to just, you know, power through it. That's not the case, Nikki. This is a strong cycle for you. So now you have to decide what matters most.
Okay.
All right. Good luck, Nikki. Hope everything works out for you. Remember that time I went into that restaurant with one of your books? I think it was Glynis Has Your Number, and I got swamped by people.
I'll tell you what it was. Love by the number.
Love. Was that it? Okay. And they think I'm the one who gives the readings. I didn't.
It's true, but you know what's good? You're also learning the numbers, George, which it's just, look, it's a fun tool. It's another way to look at things. But love by the numbers, this is when, if you were single and you just wanted to meet someone, you could literally look in that book, what turns them on, what turns them off. And it would scare them because they wouldn't know you, but you'd still have that upper hand.
It works for people.
It's amazing. And by the way, you told me something, and boy, were you right. The Audible books, you know when you do an audio book?
It's a lot of work.
You said that to me.
Yep.
It's a lot of work. I had no idea. It's harder than I had thought, but it's done.
It's harder than writing the book.
Much harder. And it takes way more time to edit.
Yep.
Because it sounds.
Well, and after a while, you can't see the letters. I mean, everything starts blending together.
Right. But I did finish it on June 30th. It's going to be on my website, but also at Audible Books and where people go to get the book. Well, I wanted that for the summer because I'm thinking if a man had it in his ear and he's walking the beach, that's going to give him some insights and they won't see the book.
All right. Stay with us, Glynis. We're going to come back and take some final phone calls with you. Readings with Glynis McCants, numberslady.com. Next hour, Bill Forstgen joins us as we talk about protecting the power grid. We'll talk about that situation in South America where power went out to 3 countries. We'll be back. We are back with our final segment with the numbers lady, Glynis McCants. Glynis, do you know the story of Ronald and Nancy Reagan? They lived at the 666 St. Cloud Road in Bel Air, and when they moved in, she had to change to 668.
Right, and wasn't it a gift from a friend?
The house?
Yes, that's what I heard.
I'm not sure if it was a gift or not.
Bought that house as a gift to them.
Nice gift, 666, right?
Well, that's the problem, but, you know, I think about dementia. Wasn't that where the dementia really took off for him when he lived in that property?
Well, he had it, and he had it in a bad way.
Uh-huh. And so I just, again, and especially him, if we go back to his faith and Christianity and her changing it because she was concerned, that seed's already planted, right? And health-wise, I mean, I'm just so grateful we seem to be making breakthroughs when it comes to that, because even my father had it, Alzheimer's. It's a heartbreak.
Well, it's interesting she changed the number. Was she superstitious?
Absolutely. You know darn well she was. That's a woman who seeked out astrologers and everything when it came to, she always wanted to be on top of that in any way possible. So, yes, she would definitely be superstitious. I'm sure of that.
God, had she known you, she would have consulted with you.
And I would have welcomed it. Hello, Nancy.
You would have. Back to the calls. You ready?
I was very young.
Let's go to Mark in Minneapolis, April 13th, 1954, on the Wild Card Line. Hey, Mark, welcome to the show.
Hey, George, how are you?
I'm fine, thanks. Go ahead, Glynis.
Yeah, Glynis, just want to let you know before I ask a question. You did a numerology study sheet for me a number of years ago, and my Social Security number is always popping up in different ways. It's not entirely, at least in part. But I want to let you know that every one of the primary numbers that you gave me, the five numbers, is in my Social Security number. There's none that are over, and it's not short any. It's just really stood out when I saw this, and I wanted to let you know that.
That is interesting. And then I have the birthday, 4/13/1954, correct?
Yes, Glenn.
And then your first name was?
Mark.
Mark. And is it with a K or a C?
It's with a K.
Interesting question. That's good.
All
you picked
right,
up
so,
on it.
That is interesting. I will say this. Numbers will always follow us around, right? Once you become aware of numbers and you know your own numerology blueprint, you're going to come across those numbers. I personally see it as a great sign. Like, it's kind of validating. And, Mark, my question to you is, what do you need to know about tonight? Like, what's going on?
I just turned 65 here a couple of months ago, and I'm really retired. And I was just kind of wondering, it's just like, is this the end of my life?
No. Are you single right now?
I'm sorry?
Are you single?
Yeah, never married, no kids, no nothing like that.
So here's what I would tell you. Because you're ultimately a 9, which we know is the old soul number, it tells us even when you were little, you were beyond your years. Then you're born on a 4-day with an 8 attitude. The 4 and the 8 can challenge the 9. That tells me sometimes you can be your own worst enemy. Right?
Sure.
All right, so this year, you've entered a personal year of 2, and I would say that's a time to look at the idea of a real relationship. When was the last time you were in one?
Oh, like 1995.
I like the count back. So here's the thing. When you say, is my life over, you have to be proactive. And when you're born on a 4-day, I do say that there's that human turtle element that when you don't want to deal with something, you go in your shell. But I think you're bored now, Mark.
So yeah, I am. You're right.
Okay, so let's make a move. The other thing, 65, break it down. It's the number 2, and you're in a personal cycle of 2. So I say let's move on the relationship idea.
Go
That's
for it,
That's what
Mark.
I would be doing.
Super. Did you know Kirk Douglas, one of the great actors of all time, in December of this year, December 9th, he will be 103.
And tell me if he is not remarkable.
Isn't that something?
He had that stroke how many years ago?
Years ago.
I want to say 20.
But he's bounced back from that.
That's why I love him. I'm saying that this man, nothing trips him up. He loves life, and he's with us every day. I mean, he amazes me. His passion is so admirable, and his love of his family. But did you say 103?
He's going to be 103 on December 9th.
That's fantastic.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Hey, Paul from Quincy, Illinois writes, birth date, 6/27/1956. Okay, you got that?
Yes.
6/27/1956. He says, not having a real great time at things right now. So what can you tell him?
Well, I'm telling you that I have never seen such a pattern as I'm seeing tonight with your audience. Just like I talked about this month, I said this month had numbers that are repeating themselves, which gives more power. It means what you see is what you get. In the case of Paul, he was born on a 9-day and is a 9 life path. And then he has a 6 attitude. Paul, you have entered a personal year of 9. Notice how many people? I told you earlier, 7 was in a personal year of 7. There was a woman that was a 6 in a personal year of 6. Well, Paul's in a personal year of 9. Paul, that means clearing space for new beginnings. If you're not happy with your life, you need to look around you, look at those relationships. Maybe you're in a relationship, you're not happy. It'd be okay to let it go in this cycle. Also, if you're looking at friendships, maybe you have friends that take from you and don't reciprocate, like you give a lot, it's time to regroup about friendship. The other thing is, decide if you don't want to stay where you live, Paul. If it's time to make a move, you can do that in this cycle. So that's what I think. He's at, you know, when you feel like you're in limbo, that's where Paul is. But he can now take care of himself, make himself a first priority.
Absolutely. Okay, let's go next to Deborah in Peoria, Illinois, February 14, 1956. 2/14, 1956. Hi, Deborah. You're on with Glynis McCants.
Yes, Glynis and Mr. Norrie, how are you folks today?
But we're fine, thanks.
Good. I'm just curious what you would get on me for the rest of this year.
Well, first, I just want to look at the numbers and ask you some questions. You were born on a 5-day and you're one life path with a 7 attitude. So when you have all those numbers, they're called the mind numbers. It means you think way too much. It's hard for you to relax. When do you ever get to really relax, Deborah?
I'm a hyper person.
That's an understatement.
Yeah.
The other thing is you have to be careful. Like when we talk about shadow side of energy, drinking, it could be smoking, but it could be anything that becomes a habit because your brain can't relax. It's hard to calm it down. So that's part of what you have to work on. And here's the pattern again, George. She's in a personal year of one, and she's a one life path. I have never seen this on your show, by the way.
It's uncanny.
Yeah, it is uncanny. So, Deborah, what is it you want to do this year? And what about your physical body? How's your health?
Crappy.
Okay.
Not good.
But that's what I want you to work on. Let's see. I asked that for a reason. When you have a one life path and a personal year of one, you got to get back to your physical body. So wherever
I want it
you
back.
Feel you might be, is where is it?
I want my health back. I miss it.
And that's what I want you to have. And I'm saying that in this cycle, that's got to be your focus. And George, okay. I know you have a lot of great experts on when it comes to health.
Oh, we sure do.
Look at. And Deborah, I don't know if you know about the blood type diet. Blood type. Have you ever looked into that?
Go ahead, Glynis.
Because that was a shift, Deborah. I'm recommending to her to find out her blood type and look it up on the internet because that could shift her body.
Really?
She needs to heal it. Yeah, this, when your vibration is so completely in alignment, if you just pick something like that, find out her blood type, start eating foods that work for her body, she could heal it because she has not been feeling well for a long time. And she just started a brand new cycle of 9 years, George. This is her time to turn it around.
So you kind of mix numerology with health and medicine and
yeah,
and
here's what I do.
All that.
Numerology is my tool. You know that about me. If I don't have your numbers, I don't play. You know, it's like I need to see those numbers. But as a human being, I have researched affirmations. You know, I create affirmations about prosperity, about healing your body, and they work. And then in her case, as women, as we get older, health issues come up, right? We're dealing with hormones and all that. There are certain things that I have found work really well, and I recommend those tools to people. So, yeah, this is about helping people get happy and healthy. First by the numbers, and then anything else I know, I will pass on to them.
We've got Leslie in Youngstown, Ohio, coming up next, April 10, 1972. Leslie, welcome to the program.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call.
You are very welcome. Do you have a question for Glynis, or do you just want her to start?
She can start, please. All right. Thank you.
April 10.
Now, in this case, Leslie, you did break our pattern because you are a six life path, but you're in a personal year of eight. So I'm going to talk to you about that. When we're in a personal year of eight, we have to look at two things, the financial side of our life, but also our physical body, what's going on with it. Tell me about your body right now.
Right now, I'm in very good health. I did have a replacement 2 years ago, a hip.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm doing fine with that.
Good. So in the cycle of eight, we look at that part of our life, and then we look at your numbers. Six is supposed to be in charge of what they do, and born on 1 day tells me you're very self-motivated. So what have you picked for work, Leslie?
I'm a nurse.
Okay, and not the head nurse at this point?
No.
Okay, so you know what I say about that? That tells me you do everyone's job and not just yours. Does that sound familiar?
Yeah, pretty much.
That's very true about you, Leslie. You know, a six is a nurturer taking care of other people, but your fear is if you don't do it, it won't get done. So I just counseled someone like this on the weekend, George, and I suggested look into a way of taking that health gift that you have, maybe you could open a center. It could be because we're only getting older, but we're also living longer. Leslie, start using your gift and consider what you could do with it where you're in charge, okay?
Yes. There's one more thing. I've been having a lot of, thoughts on, like, numbers. Like, I play the number and stuff, and I'm getting very close, like, on these big, you know, like, Ohio Lottery and different things. Like, these numbers keep coming to me, certain numbers.
Well, I'll tell you this, and George and I have talked about it in the past. Your life path number, like, when you order a numerology blueprint on you, it's called the individual read. It says lucky numbers and tells you numbers that are considered good for you. So in your case, a 6, it would be like 6, 15, 24. It's numbers that are a part of your birth numbers. And I've had people end up winning when they played those numbers. The other thing I'd say, when you have a 5 in your birth numbers, that bodes well for you. It's better for playing for you than it would be for me. Like, I don't have a 5 in my chart. But you have a 5 attitude, Leslie.
Uh-huh.
So I'm not against that, but I want you to realize statistically the ones who win lose that money pretty quickly. Like, it does slip through their fingers. You have to really strategize. If you were to win, what would you do with that money and how to keep it lasting?
Yes.
Okay, great. Okay. Good luck to you, too. Now, Tommy got an email in from Edward, and he said, Tommy, I'm suffering so much. Can I please get a reading? So we'll give him a quick one here.
And the date of birth?
November 18th, 1955.
1955, 9, 2, 3, 3, 4. Okay. So my first message to Edward is ultimately, let me confirm this, 2, 3, yeah, he's a 4 life path. Edward, the first thing is you got to be careful that you don't turn against yourself. You know, when we're not, our numbers are not naturally matched or compatible, it means we have too much of a monologue going on. And when things go wrong, you know what 4s are really good at? They've got to be careful not to say what else could go wrong. See, because the universe is a show-off. It'll show you the next thing that's going to go wrong.
If you ask for it.
Yes, it'll deliver. Edward, you happen to be in a personal year of 5, and that is a very difficult cycle for a 4. It just means if you want to make a plan happen, you have to sit down and make a list of exactly what you want to achieve, or it's not going to happen. Because, George, when we first started, you were like, it's moving so fast. This would be real true for Edward. So, Edward, the other thing I always suggest, you got to find a way to get back in the moment. Because when we're in pain, it's because we're worried about tomorrow or yesterday. And my suggestion, Edward, pick your favorite music. Like, I just go to YouTube, pick your favorite songs that just make you happy. It'll bring you back in the moment, and you're going to feel a lot better. Even tonight, when you said to Tom, you're feeling bad tonight, put the music on. You're going to feel better quickly, and then plan your strategy. Decide what you want to do, and keep this in mind. January 1st, you go into a personal year of 6, and you get all your power back. What should you do this year? Travel, Edward. Take a trip. Get out of your regular environment. You will feel better.
And once again, Glynis will have this all-day numerology workshop at the Amarano Hotel in Burbank, California, Saturday, July 20th. All information on her website, numberslady.com. I'll be in St. Louis, or I would have been there.
Oh, I'd love to.
That would
have
been fun.
We have to do that again sometime.
I went to one of your events. I think it was in Las Vegas.
That's right.
Boy, it was packed.
It was packed, and it was such a good workshop. So, yeah, these are a delight because I get letters from the people who follow your work, and they're like, Glynis, can you just teach me some of this so I can use it? That's what the workshop's all about.
Only a couple minutes left, Glynis, so we won't have time to take any more calls. And for those of you all on hold, I am sorry, but Glynis comes on several times a year. So try again, and I guess it gets to be disappointing for people who've been on hold for so long and they can't get to you.
Well, here's a couple good things for them. If they sign up for the free newsletter, you know, every month I tell them what's in store for the month. People are allowed to submit questions, and I do pick and answer them. And then they can find out when I'm on air and call again. So they shouldn't give up. If they're listening tonight and they didn't get through, just start following, and I promise you'll get through it sometime.
And every once in a while, you do a little blog on ParanormalDate.com.
Yes, and I told that to your wonderful guy who created that.
Mark.
I said I want to start doing some summer-loving blogs, right? It's all about this summer. Lots of people can connect this summer. This is a powerful year to meet a partner.
It really is.
I'd like to do that.
So in terms of Love by the Numbers, Glynis has your number. You have an order for the book, or can you get it on Amazon? Where can you get it?
Okay. If they go to Amazon.com, Glynis has your number, and Love by the Numbers are available. It's still at the bookstores. And those books, what's great about them, they're standalone books. Like, there's a lot of evergreen stuff in there to help you learn the numbers. And again, I have people pick up a book, and within an hour, they're like, I just read everyone at my party, and they were freaking out. It was so accurate. Well, that's a compliment, because I tried really hard to put my basic numbers to paper so that you could learn how to apply it to your life. That's what I did, and it's working.
Super. Glynis, thank you for being on the program. Always a great time to have you on the show. Glynis McCants, the numbers lady. Up next on Coast to Coast, William Forstgen joins us. One of his books, One Second After, as he talks about the power grid. You know, just in South America, they had a disaster over the weekend as the power went out for 14 hours. We will be back with Mr. Forstgen in a moment on Coast to Coast AM.